The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, if you are tuned in on the stream by Allo, channel 951, it soon will be channel 951, 937. It's myself, Jay Foreman. AG, Amon Green is here. Always love when I see Amon. I got to see him yesterday. I got to spend a lot of time with him yesterday. Out there in the elements, me and Amon we played college together. Never had the fortunate, opportunity to play together in the pros. So we never got the chance to go through training camp together.
No.
Yesterday was training camp. It was hot as all get out. Yeah. Slow golf. Beautiful. But, I will tell you this. It was one of the most enjoyable and fun rounds of golf that I've done or had in a long time.
Yeah.
You know what
fun.
I mean? Because we did. It was me, you, Jake, Strick. Had a ball out there. For 6 hours. Now, we would like to have been done in 4 hours and 30 minutes, but before us had other plans. And we all hit some good shots. We hit some bad shots and some so-so shots. But I wanted to ask you, AG, we talked in between.
Yeah.
I want to know what your initial – and you have some experience of this being in the gaming world, what we talked about.
Yeah.
What your initial, I guess, thought was on the PGA Tour and LIV doing – I just call it about face, right?
Right.
They were like in high school. We hate each other, right? It's like a guy and a girl. We hate each other.
Yep.
Then now they're going to prom together.
Yeah.
Right?
I was like,
in a matter of 2 days. So talk about your initial thoughts when you heard it this morning, because it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did. You know, when I first saw it, I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, I thought they were rivals or something like that. But they must have obviously had conversations, obviously looking at that. We were talking before we went live. Talking about money,
you
know, so probably saw that money situation.
Yeah, money will bring you to the table.
They were like, wait a minute, let's look at the bottom line here. Oh, wow, PGA, hey, can we talk?
Right,
let's look, can we be friends now?
Yeah,
so you don't look so bad. You know what,
when you were wearing that outfit the other day, you look kind of handsome,
right? So, managing that was probably what hit them. And you know, that's just my theory, it's
right.
Not that the I'm just putting out there. This is what I believe, what I saw, and what I'm hearing, and what I know about. You know, sports, money, and trying to have something where you have a league where you're trying to get the best players. And those best players, they can demand and leverage more money because they
– talk about that in your world of esports, about what you – I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
And I know some of the characters because my kids, they're not gamers, but they love it. And so they watch the YouTube. Talk about that because it is – I always say portable. It is portable. It's kind of apples to apples. It's the same thing. Talk about, your experience with that or looking at it from an esports standpoint.
I mean, from an esports standpoint, we're just talking. I can't think of the platform, but it was a platform similar to Twitch.
Right.
And they started up. I created my own little channel on there, too. I streamed on it like once or twice. And it was actually owned by Microsoft.
Right.
It was Microsoft platform. Like Twitch is part of Amazon, so that's where
they
got unlimited.
Yeah,
they got unlimited funds. But Microsoft, they kind of do have unlimited. But when they came out of the stable, they paid Ninja $20 million 5 years. They paid this one player named Trout who was just as good as Ninja, $15 million for 4 years, right, and another kid for $10
million. Right.
So you're talking about almost $60 million right there among three influencers when you got a platform that has two hundreds of thousands of influencers, right, and you got to pay them through their time streaming.
Sure.
And now you're saying these are the guys, these are my headliners though.
Right.
And then they're, you know, there's no money coming in,
right,
because of the platform, the way it works, you know, the analytics of how many viewers,
sponsorships,
you get viewers, concurrent viewers, where you got to pay, you know, any streamer,
right,
a 70-30 split, a 60-40 split. And so that right there wasn't a recipe to win. And then that whole platform shut down,
right,
you know, within a 3.5 period, 3.5 year period. So in the, you know, in the video game space, you know, we're just trying to, I say, we just similar had something close to this because last week, the League of Legends League, the Pro League, International League, just tried to shut down the North American Minor League.
Right.
And all the players were like, oh, no, you're not doing that. So they staged it. That's the first walkout I've heard of in the esports space. So seeing this with LIV and PGA where they found out they got to have a common ground.
Right.
You know, knowing to pay these players, to have the entertainment for us as fans to watch.
Right.
You know, they got to, you know, figure out something and work better. If not, they all both going to go down.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, probably PGA will stay up a lot longer because they've been around longer.
Right.
LIV just started. So that's where, just like in our space, in the esports space, everybody got to find a common ground.
Right.
Like, I believe sooner or later, we're going to have a CBA for the pro level of games that's going on.
Sure,
in
yeah.
Because if you don't get that CBA,
you stuck like Chuck. No,
nobody's getting paid nothing, you know. And that's where in the League of Legends League, the LCSPA, Players Association, is working on that. Some of their stipulations is paying players $300,000 a year.
Right.
You know, through the sharing of all the advertisement funds.
Right.
Monies, just like in the NFL.
Right.
Just like in the NBA, like Major League Baseball. So once you have that, then you can have the coaching development, player development. You can have other
minor leagues and stuff.
Yeah, you got
that.
The minor leagues, which they try to cut out.
Right.
Like they so what they said was the North American scene is not really good in League of Legends, which is not.
Right.
But you can't just cut it out,
right,
and just expunge probably 5,000 players across from East Coast to West Coast,
right,
just because we're not the good country in this game,
right?
So you got, and all the countries stepped up, Europe, all the Europe countries, all the Asian countries, Australia, they stepped up, said, no, you're not cutting them guys out,
right,
because they have a passion to get pro one day,
right,
and make money and have fun in their game they have, they're passionate about and want to be good at. So you can't just, because they're not good, because they're not bringing in the viewership,
right,
you know, or the monies because they're not a good teams, that don't mean nothing.
Right.
It's all the same. So it was good to see that the European teams, or say the international teams, stepped up to support North America to keep that minor league going, because the minor league, regardless of how good or you're not good, it still feeds the pro teams.
Right. And that's that's your breeding grounds of potentially another superstar. You just never know when it'll come. And you know, the thing with LIV that's interesting is, look, both of them, first of all, you know, everybody can say we won, right?
Right.
They both won, right? Because it came down to money. It did. Yeah. Whereas, in my opinion, I felt like the PGA Tour probably felt and looked at it from some sponsors. Hey, man, you guys, we're paying you an extra now, and then now you want more to try to keep up with LIV. And then I think LIV, even though they had, I guess, quote unquote, unlimited funds, but when you're not getting any return back from investment or from marketing, sponsorships, and then getting on the big screen, at the end of the day, you're not just going to keep feeding.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're not trying to grow the game. And so I think they said, hey, look, you know, how can we get to some common ground? I imagine Greg Norman is probably put off to the side, because I think that was the big sticking point.
Yeah.
And you saw Tiger Woods say when they first met up almost like a year ago up there in that tournament in Connecticut, he said, nothing's going to get done until Greg Norman's gone. Mm. So when Tiger Woods speaks, it's like E.F. Hutton. When he's right. So that was a common thing, Jack Nicklaus and all that stuff. What the thing is, what really, I wouldn't say concerns me, because it's their business, is Jay Monahan, where he's at in the leadership. Whereas we know from our experience with the NFLPA dealing with the commissioner, but some of our NFLPA owner or leadership
representative
weren't representing
No, you know, were, oh yeah, we know who that was.
Right,
yes.
Right. And they were representing against us, you know, whereas
they were getting their pockets lined.
Right. So then again, now if I'm a PGA player, AJ Monahan is up in front of me, you gotta go. Yeah. Like now. This ain't a wait till you get this is not I can't trust you anymore.
Nope.
Because AG, let me ask you this from an esports standpoint. Say a new platform is starting, right? Mm-hmm. And the platform that you're on said, hey, look, all you guys, you were from the beginning. This is the way we're doing things. I want you to stay. We'll up the, you know,
up the pay
a little bit. But this is what it was built on, right? And I say, hey, AG, if you just come over, I'm going to give you four times of what you're getting. And you, right?
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
But you say no. But again, you're trusting the leadership that in 4 years, we're still going to be together. And then a year later, you can't recoup that money.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I think is going to be what you hear from the players is going to tell you a lot.
It's huge. Yeah.
Because the players that stayed on the PGA Tour, even though there's only 48 spots, you got to think if you're Tiger Woods, they offered him like 900 something million, 750 million. Now, what Tiger doesn't need to take it, but everybody needs 750 million.
Hell yeah.
So, and it was on the assumption that Jay Monahan wasn't going to do about face. And the thing is, I would say this, and I want to know what your thoughts of. We got about 5 minutes left. Those decisions aren't 48-hour decisions.
No.
Those decisions are 6 months decisions.
Yeah, them are long. You got
those are multiple conversations
with different people.
Right.
Different levels of employment.
Right.
Pay scales or whatever you're conversating about, because you got to look at the long game.
Right.
That's a long game conversation.
Right. And I want to know about the meetings. Now, you ain't just meeting on Zoom.
No.
We going to dinner and we breaking bread.
Right.
Right. We going off to Augusta or Pine Valley. We're going to play golf and we're going to be out there for 6 hours.
Yep.
Right. And then have some food and stuff after that.
Get this thing done now.
So we're talking. We're in a cart together.
Yep.
There is no, hey, oh, I got another meeting. No. Our meeting is here and we're in the middle of nowhere. How it came about is, you know what I think, AG? Two things I was thinking yesterday. We needed to be streaming yesterday because we was having a good old time, right? Because Strick with that standing eight count, was magnificent because he stepped up. But you know what I think is going to come down the pipe? A 30 for 30 or a Netflix show of how it came about. Because
they've been popping them out pretty fast. So
this is huge though. You got to think the PGA Tour was talking about Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Bobby Jones, the Godfathers.
Right.
It's like
the guys settled.
Right. Yeah. And then just said, oh, bump them dudes. We need this money. There's a lot of people that put their reputations on the line,
both for
LIV and for the PGA Tour. Because you got to think all the flack and all the stuff that the family members of the LIV players took.
Yep.
And because they decided to go where the money was, and rightfully so. Because I can tell you that if somebody asked me about this, AJ, I want to ask you this. As I was going out the league, you know, I couldn't pick him up and put him down like I used
right.
to.
Right.
And some league came from Poland.
Right.
And said, Jay, we going to pay you twice as much as you ever made in the league. I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm. It's not a hard decision.
Right.
I'm like, babe, we're about to go to Poland.
Right. I'm going to be over there, and I might change my last name to whatever you need to be. That's what I'm going to be going into.
So it's a hard thing, right, when you hear it. It's like almost a no-brainer.
Right.
But once you start investigating, same with my situation when I went to the UFL.
Right.
You know, it wasn't no payday, but it was a thing where the biggest thing that stood out for me was I get to play home. One more time.
In Omaha.
I could play in Omaha.
Right.
You know, I thought that was good. I didn't really care about the pay. And then the other part was, if I play now, I'm going to be in shape to get picked up by an NFL team.
Right.
Come our season. Our season ended right after Thanksgiving.
Right.
So you got a whole month of football. That's playoff push.
Right.
So you got guys, Green Bay or any playoff team looking for a running back.
Right.
You know, that was my two
motivators
to play in that league. One, stay in football shape for an NFL team to pick me up. And two, I get to be home again.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought that was the coolest thing. But now from a pay schedule, it was none of that.
Yeah.
But there were rumblings already year one that started to go up in terms of us. Some players, not all players, getting paid on time.
Yeah.
Things like that. You know,
and
it was a league that was established fast. And so that times fast. Something gets set up fast, we already know that's not a good recipe for success. So you got to take your time, build it up. And they thought they had a good recipe, but I remember doing the PR out in Vegas for it. They invited all the big name players, myself, Jeff Garcia, and a few other guys. And I remember the meeting the commissioner of the UFL, and he kept enforcing the fact. He said to me several, so all of us, and I just like, this is over. I said, this ain't gonna last long. When he said, we are competing against the NFL, and I'm like,
they ain't gonna work. You know that shield
I'm
is
like,
strong.
I just like, does he realize this is like, this is not even David and Goliath.
Right.
This is like
David and the Pebble.
Right.
Right. You just a little
peon.
No,
yeah, no. Like that's been around for almost, at that time, over 100, almost 100 years.
Man. Right.
So it's just the mindset behind the leadership in this is like, you know, you want to attract the right players. Talking about leave. You want to attract the right players, but with the money that you, that they'll see it and come running.
Right.
But the second thing is, as a business person, is how am I going to sustain this?
Right.
You know, how am I going to keep this going for five, 10, 15
the first
years,
everything sounds good. Once you get past the honeymoon, you know, those checks get a little bit tighter. I forget to write it on time and stuff like that. But good segment there with Amon Green, Jay Foreman. Coming back after this break, I'm going to step aside. Amon Green has a special guest.
Yep.
And spread the word about esports. Have one of your, what is it?
One of my game managers.
Game managers.
Yep.
So you guys can dive into it for about 10 to 15 minutes. But this is Old School, Jay Foreman, DP, with Amon Green, a special guest. We'll be right back after this break.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.